And we see over here, this is the first makkah that we find that Hashem says there will be a separation between the Yidden and the Goyim. By makkas dam, Tzvardeya and Kinim, the Torah does not mention it. Over here, and in other makkas that will follow, we will find that Hashem said, v'flesi, there will be a difference. V'samti fedus, and I will make a separation bein ami uvein amecha, between my nation and your nation. L'machar yiyeh ha'itz hazeh, tomorrow will be this sign. Also interesting to note is that from this makkah and on, there is always a set time that Moshe is telling Paro when the makkah will happen. We don't find in Dam Tzvardeya and Kinim any set time when he brought the makkah. From here and on, it says always when the makkah will happen. L'machar yiyeh ha'ois hazeh, tomorrow will be this sign. Vayas Hashem kein, and Hashem did like this. This makkah was done through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makkas Dam Tzvardeya and Kinim were done through Aharon, and Makkas Orev and Dever were done through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayas Hashem kein, and Hashem did like this. Vayavei Orev Kovei, and he brought a heavy mixture of animals, Beis HaParo, Beis HaVodov, to the house of Paro, to the house of his servants, Uvechol Eretz Mitzrayim, and in the whole land of Mitzrayim, Tishaches HaOretz Mipnei HaOroi. The land became ruined because of the animals. And Paro could not handle this makkah either, just like by Makkas Tzvardeya, that he called Moshe and Aharon, Vayikra Paro El Moshe El Aharon, and Paro called to Moshe and to Aharon, Vayomer, and he said, Lechu Zivchu Lelokechem Ba'oretz, go Shecht to your God in the land. Why did Paro say now that he's only allowing them to go Ba'oretz, in the land, stay in Mitzrayim? You would think at this point he would be more lenient than before. Before, by Makkas Tzvardeya, he said, you can go. Go Shecht in the Midbar. Now he seems to be going back on what he said and saying, you can go, but you have to stay in Mitzrayim. Why did he say that? Abarbanel learns it is because the Pasuk says in Perik Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, where Hashem said, Ani Hashem bekerav ha'oretz, I am Hashem in the midst of the land. So since Hashem said, I am bekerav ha'oretz, Paro said, okay, it's enough for you to go Zivchu le'lekechem ba'oretz, to Shecht in the land. That is why he said by Makkas Orev to stay in the land. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said, Lo nochen la'asoyz kein, it is not correct for us to do that. Ki tayavas Mitzrayim nizbach la'Hashem elekeinu, because the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim, we will shecht to Hashem our God. Hey nizbach es tayavas Mitzrayim la'Hashem elekeinu. Hey nizbach es tayavas Mitzrayim le'inehem ve'lo yiskelunu. Will we shecht the God of Mitzrayim in front of their eyes? Won't they stone us? According to this pshat, tayavas means Avodah Zorah. The literal translation of tayavas means an abomination, something disgusting. So the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim is disgusting to us. That is the first pshat of Rashi. Rashi says another pshat that it means ki tayavas Mitzrayim, a disgusting thing to Mitzrayim will be nizbach l'Hashem elekeinu, what we will shecht to Hashem our God. Hey nizbach es tayavas Mitzrayim, behold, we will shecht something that is disgusting to Mitzrayim. Our actions will be disgusting to Mitzrayim, le'ineihem, before them, v'lo yiskelunu, and they will not stone us. Derech shloishes yomim nelech ba'midbar, let us go away of 3 days in the midbar, v'zabachnu l'Hashem elekeinu, and we will shecht to Hashem our God, ka'asher yoyma'er eleinu, just like he will tell us. Vayomer Paro, and Paro said, Anochi Ashalach Eschem, okay, I will send you. Uzevachtem Hashem Elokeichem, and you can shecht to Hashem your God by Midbar. In the Midbar, not over here. Rak, only, Harchek Lesarchiku Loleches. Do not go too far. Hatiru Ba'adi, and daven for me. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe replied, Hine Anochi Yotzei Me'imach. Behold, I will go out from before you. Vahatarti El Hashem, and I will daven to Hashem. Visar He'oroiv, and the beasts, the wild beasts will be removed. Miparo, Miavodov, Miamoy, Mocher, tomorrow. Here he says again, it will be taken away tomorrow, like he said by Tzvardeya. Rak, only, Al Yosef Paro Hosel. Paro should not continue to mock, Levilti Shalach Hasa'om, not to send out the nation, Lizbayach Lashem. So Moshe is telling him, do not continue being stubborn in your ways. Vayetze Moshe Me'im Paro, and Moshe went out from before Paro, Vayetar El Hashem, and he davened to Hashem. Vayas Hashem kidvar Moshe, and Hashem did like Moshe said, Vayosar her'oroiv, and he removed the wild animals, miparei me'avodov me'amay, lo nisha echad, there was not one remaining. And Rashi explains, because if the Tzfardea were able to die, the Mitzrayim will have nothing from dead frogs. But if the animals would have died, the Mitzrayim would have had benefits from the skins of the animals. And therefore Hashem did not allow any of them to remain. Ayach beit Parei es liboy, and Parei made his heart heavy, gamba pamazois, also this time, v'loshilach es ha'om, and he did not send out the nation. Let us go back now on the Rashi's Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mashliach Becha, I will incite against you, Megara Becha, I will incite against you, V'chein, V'shein Behemoth HaShalach Bom, the teeth of Behemoth, I will incite against them, Lashon Shisui, the Lashon of inciting, in Sinter Belaz, Es Ha'oroiv, the mixture of animals, Kol Minei Chayes Rois, all different types of wild animals, Unechashim, snakes, Va'krabim, and scorpions, Be'arvuvya, in a mixture, because Arev means a mixture. V'hoyu mashchisim bohem, and they would kill them. This is the first makah that we find that actually killed the Mitzrayim. Dam, Tzvardeya, and Kinim, we do not find that they were killing the Mitzrayim. But Arev, v'hoyu mashchisim bohem. Yesh tam bedover ba'agoda b'chol makah u'makah. There is a reason in the agoda for every makah. Lamazu v'lamazu. Why did he pick this makah and why did he pick this makah? Rashi had already explained before that Makas Dam Tzvardeya were both done from the Ya'or, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the god of Mitzrayim first, which was the Nile. We understood Makas Kinim too, because Kinim was to show that the Chartumim were not able to do it. Rashi is bothered now, what was the reason for Makas Arev? And therefore he brings down a Medrash Rebbe Tanchuma that explains, with tactics of wars of kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came against them, the Mitzrayim. Keseder Malchus, just like the order of a kingdom, Kishitzara al-Ir, when it ambushes a city, B'tchila makalkil mayoneseo, first it ruins their water supply, V'achakach toiken aleihem u'meirin b'shefores, then they blow and make sounds with trumpets and horns, L'yaram u'levahalom, to scare them and to mix them up. So the water supply was Makas Dam, and Makas Tzvardeya, which made a lot of noise, was like the Sheforis. The Chenat Tzvardeim Mekarkurim Vehumim. They would croak and make a lot of noise. Kideisa Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, and the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma goes through all the Makas, and every Makas has a reason, including Makas Arev. The Flesi, and I will separate on this day the land of Goshen Vifrashti. V'chein v'hifla Hashem, so we see Hashem separated. V'chein lo neflesi himimcha, it is not separated and far from you. Le'mubdeles and b'fureshes himimcha, the Torah is not separated and far from you. Le'manteida ki ani Hashem ba'oris, b'kerav ha'oris, you will know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land. Afa pishe shchinosi b'ashamayim, although my shchina was in the heavens, is in the heavens. Gizeirosi miskayemes b'tachtoinim, my decree has its effect in the lower earth. Samti fedus, and I will put a fedus. What does fedus mean? Rashbam learns fedus means a separation. Some of Farshim learn in Rashi that Rashi means to say over here, Vesamti fedus, fedus means a redemption. And that's why Rashi is saying, Vesamti fedus, I will make a redemption, sheyavdil bein ami uvein amecha, that will separate between my nation and your nation. They want to learn like that, because if Rashi is saying fedus means a separation, what does Rashi want? Samti fedus shiavdil, I am making a separation that will separate. Every separation separates. So therefore they learn Samti fedus is coming from the word kedus, a redemption. And this redemption will be as a separation between my nation and your nation. Tishaches ha'aretz, the earth became ruined from the arev. Nishchesa ha'aretz, Rashi is bothered that tishaches with a tuf can mean a future lashon. Over here it does not mean a future lashon, it just means nishchesa ha'aretz, the earth became ruined. Is Chabolas Ara, as Targum says, the earth became ruined. And Pari says, Zivchu lelekechem ba'oris, go shecht in the land. Bimkaimchem, stay where you are. V'leitelchu ba'midbar. That Moshe said, we can't do that, because we're shechting Tayavas Mitzrayim. Yiras Mitzrayim, the god of Mitzrayim. K'moy, ulemilkaim Tayavas b'nei Amoy. Milkaim was the god of b'nei Amoy. V'eitzel Yisrael, kaira oisei Tayeva. Rashi is bothered now. If Tayeva means the god, doesn't Tayeva mean an abomination? And that he says, in relation to Klal Yisrael, is a Te'eva. It's called a Te'eva. The God of Mitzrayim is a Te'eva to Klal Yisrael. The Oyei Shloimer, Beloshin Acher, we can also say another pshat, Te'avas Mitzrayim, Davar Sani Hula Mitzrayim, Zvicha Shanu Zayvchin. It is a hated thing to Mitzrayim. Te'eva means a hated thing to a hated thing. To the Mitzrayim, the shechting that we are shechting, Sharei Yerusalem Anu Zayvchim, because we are slaughtering their God. So either Kiteyavas Mitzrayim means the God of Mitzrayim, which is a Te'eva to us, or Kiteyavas Mitzrayim, it is a hated thing to Mitzrayim, the shechting that we are shechting. V'lo yiskelunu, won't they stone us? Okay, so Pari said you can go to the Midbar. And Moshe said, do not continue Hosel, to Mak. K'moy lechosel, to Mak. And Moshe went out, Vayetar El Hashem, and he davened to Hashem. Nis'ameitz b'tfilah. He strengthened himself in davening. Rashi is explaining the difference now between the word Vayetar and the word Vayatir. He says, V'cheinim bo loymer Vayatir. If he would have wanted to say the word Vayatir, hayu yachal loymer, he could have said that. U'mashma, it would have been mashma Vayarbe b'tfilah. He increased in many different types of tefillah. Now that it says Vayetar, which is Loshem Vayifal, Mashma Vayirba Lispalil. He was marbe in the intensity of the tefillah. Rashi is explaining the difference between the two words. The word Osar, Ayin Tof Resh, means to increase. It depends how it is being used. If it says Vayatir, it means to increase in many different types of tefillah. If it says Vayetar, it means to increase in the intensity of the tefillah. And he removed the animals. They did not die like the frogs died. If the wild beasts would have died, the Mitzrayim would have had pleasure and benefit from their skins. And Paroi did not listen. Also this time, he's bothered by the lashon of gam. What's also? Even though he said, "I will send you out," loikayim after chosay. He did not keep his word. Rashi seems to say that also means not only when he didn't say anything was his heart heavy and hard, but even when he said, "I will send you out," he still did not listen. The question arises why the pasuk doesn't say gam bapam hazois then also by Makas Svardeya. Because by Makas Svardeya, it was the first time where Pari said, "I will send you out," and he didn't listen. And the pasuk should have written over there that Pari's heart was heavy, gam bapam hazois. Also, that time when he said he will send them out, and he didn't send them out. Why does he first say gam bapam hazois by Makas Oriv? Unless the Pshat in Rashi is, gam bapam hazois, the gam is referring to Makas Svardeya. That not only by Makas Svardeya did he say he was going to send them out and didn't, but also gam by Makas Oroiv, he said he was going to send them out and didn't. But that doesn't seem like the simple meaning in Rashi. And the pasuk continues with the next Makas Dever. And Dever is the second in the group of Adash, Oroiv Dever Shchin, and therefore the warning was not by the Or, but there was a warning. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Boy el Parai, come to Parai. V'dibarta elov, and you should say to him, Koyomar Hashem elokei ha'ivrim, so said Hashem, the God of the Jews, Shalach es ami v'yabduni, send out my nation in order that they should serve me. Ki im mo'enatos l'shaleach, if you are a refusing person to send them out, v'oidecha machazikbom, and you will still hold on to them, Hine yad Hashem hoya, the hand of Hashem is b'miknecho asher basode, in your livestock in the fields, basusim, in your horses, b'chamorim, your donkeys, b'gamalim, your camels, b'bokor, your cattle, u'batzoin, and in your sheep, dever koved ma'oid, a very heavy epidemic. V'hiflo Hashem, and Hashem will separate bein miknei Yisrael, between the livestock of Klal Yisrael, u'vein miknei Mitzrayim, and the livestock of the Mitzrayim, v'lo yomos mikol levnei Yisrael davar, and it will not die from any of the livestock of the Bnei Yisrael. And here we see again that Hashem says a separation between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim, just like he said by Makas Oroiv. Although by Makas Oroiv it was a bit different. Over there the pasuk says that he will separate by Yom Ahu es Eretz Goshen. The pasuk stresses that there is the location will be separated, as opposed to over here, where the pasuk makes the differentiation between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim, wherever they may be. Umimiknei bnei Yisrael lo meis echad. There won't be anybody dying from the cattle and the livestock of the bnei Yisrael. Vayosam Hashem moed lemor, and Hashem made a time saying, Mocho yasa Hashem es hadavor hazeh ba'aretz. Tomorrow, Hashem will bring about this dever. Just like he said by Makas Orev, Lamacho yieh ha'is hazeh, so too, by Makas Dever, he said it will take place tomorrow. Vayas Hashem es hadavor hazeh mimachros. And Hashem did this thing on the next day. Vayomos kol miknei Mitzrayim. And all the livestock of Mitzrayim died, umi miknei v'nei Yisrael, lo meis echad. But from the livestock of the Yidden, not one died. Vayishlach Paro, and Paro sent v'hine. And behold, lo meis mi miknei Yisrael ad echad. It did not die ad echad, up to one, from the miknei b'nei Yisrael. Simply it means even one. Vayichbad leif Paro, v'lo shilach es ha'om. And Paro's heart became hard and did not send out the nation. In Pasuk Vav it says Umi Mikne Vine Yisrael Lo Meis Echad, and in Pasuk Zion it says Vihine Lo Meis Mi Mikne Yisrael Ad Echad. What is the difference? And they say a pshat, I think it's from the Chanukas HaTorah, that in last week's parasha we discussed that the Mitzri was Mizane with Shlomis Bas Divri, and they had a child. This child, before Matan Torah, was considered a goy, because before Matan Torah, the lineage goes after the father, as opposed to after Matan Torah, that the lineage went after the mother. So since this son of Shlomis Bas Divri was really a goy, his cattle and livestock died. Paro, seeing this, did not know that he was considered a goy, because this son lived in the Jewish area since his mother was Jewish. When he saw that the cattle of this person had died, he thought there was one Jewish person whose cattle had died. But in essence, this person was really a goy, and by the fact that his cattle died, that was the normal thing that should have happened in Mitzrayim. Therefore, in Pasuk Vav, it says, Umi miknei v'nei Yisrael lemeis echad. In actuality, from the livestock of the Bnei Yisrael, not one had died. But when in Pasuk Zayin, Vayishlach Paroi, when Paroi sent, V'hinei lemeis mi miknei Yisrael ad echad, he thought that one Jewish person's cattle did die, and that was the son of Shlomis Bas Divri, who was really a goy. Now let us go back on the Rashi. Pasuk Beis, if you will refuse to send them out, and you are still holding on to them, holding on to them. Where do we find this Lashon to mean holding on to? And she held on to his private parts. It's interesting that Rashi does not bring the Pasuk in Parsha Shemois, where in Parsha Shemois, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, it says Ve'echoriz biznavoy, and Moshe grabbed on to the tail of the snake. And Rashi over there also says the same thing and brings down the Pasuk Ve'echazika b'mavushav. But for some reason Rashi over there does not bring down our Pasuk, and Rashi over here does not bring down that Pasuk. But they both bring down the Pasuk of Ve'echazika b'mavushav. Hine Yad Hashem Hoya, behold the hand of Hashem is, Lashon Hoyve, it means it is, it's present. So is the Lashon Nekeva al she'ovar. If you want to say in the past, you say Hayisa, she was, v'al ha'osid, and on future, tiyeh, she will be, v'al ha'oimed, and on the present, hoya, she is. K'moy oisa, roitsa, roya, these are all Lashon oimed, these are all in the present. Similarly, over here in our pasuk, hine yad Hashem hoya means the hand of Hashem is. The hifla, and he separated the Hivdil. Rashi says the Hivdil. For some reason, Rashi is repeating this again, even though he said already in Peir Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, by Makas Orev, Viflesi, over there he explains already, Vifrashti, it means a lashon of separation. He repeats again that the Hifla means the Hivdil. And the Pasuk continues with Makas Shchin, which was the third in the group of Adash, Orev, Dever, Shchin, and we said that the third one never had a warning. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ve'el Aharon, to say to Aharon, Kichu lachem meloichof nechem, take for yourself full handfuls, two handfuls of Moshe and two handfuls of Aharon, piach of soot, kivshon of a furnace, uzirokoi Moshe hashamayim ole'enei farai, and Moshe should throw it to the heavens, La'ene Farai, in front of the eyes of Pari. Rashi explains that there were two nisim here. Firstly, when somebody throws something with koyach, he throws it with one hand, and this one hand of Moshe was able to hold four handfuls, two of Aaron and two of Moshe's, in one handful. Secondly, that the dust of four handfuls were able to go all over Mitzrayim. V'hoya la'ovok al kol eretz Mitzrayim, and it was for dust all over the land of Mitzrayim. V'hoya al ha'odom v'ala behemoth, and it was on Adam, on people and on animals, l'shchin, for boils, pareach, blossoming into avabois, blisters, b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. V'yikhu, and they took espiach ha'kidshon, and Moshe and Aaron took the suit from the furnace. V'yandu l'fnei Pharaoh, and they stood before Pharaoh, v'yizrik oisoi Moshe ha'shomayimo, and Moshe threw it toward the heavens. V'yihi, and it was shchin avabois, boils bringing forth blisters, pareach, ba'odom b'va behemo, coming out and blossoming in Adam and behemo. And the Chartumim were not able to stand before Moshe because of the Shechin. Ki hoyo ha-Shechin b'Chartumim u'v'chol Mitzrayim. Because the Shechin was in the Chartumim and all Mitzrayim. Even though we do not see the Chartumim mentioned in the last few Makkos, because during Makkos Kinim they were shown that they could not do the Makkah, so the Torah doesn't mention them anymore. Over here, Ramban says that the Torah is coming to tell you that the Chartumim, even though they weren't doing the Makkos and not replicating the Makkos, they were still in the Heichal HaMelech, in the palace. The Pasuk is saying here that once they got Shechin, they were embarrassed to be seen. And they weren't in the Heichal HaMelech, in the palace, and they weren't even seen in the streets. They were locked up in their houses, and therefore they were not able to stand Lifnei Moshe Mipnei HaShechin. Let's go back now on the Rashis. Pasuk Ches, Meloichof Nechem, two full handfuls of Moshe and Aharon, Yulanish Balaz, it means a handful. Piach Kivshon, suit from a furnace. The word Piach means to cause to fly, something that flies. Davar Hanafach Minagacholim, the thing that flies and is blown from coals Amumim that are extinguished. Hanisrofim Bekivshon, that are burnt in a furnace. Uvalaz Ubash, Piach Loshen Hafocha, the word Piach means to be blown. Sharuach Mafichon Umafrichon, the wind blows and spreads out the suit. Uziraka Moshe, and Moshe will throw it. Becholdover hanizrach bekoyach, anything that is thrown with strength, ein nizrach elo biyat achas, is only thrown with one hand. Harei nisim harbe. So we see many miracles. Achad, first of all, shehechzik kumsei shel Moshe meloichof nayim, that the handful of Moshe was able to hold meloichof nayim, four handfuls shaloi v'shel Aharon, the two handfuls of his own and the two handfuls of Aaron. That's one nace. The achad, and a second nace, shaholoch havak al kol eretz Mitzrayim, that this havak went over the whole land of Mitzrayim. Either it's saying that it reached the whole land of Mitzrayim, that it went so far, or it means to say that this little bit of soot was able to go all over and reach all parts of Mitzrayim with just four handfuls. L'shchin pareach avabuois, it was boils blossoming into blisters, kitagumoi like tagub schiz. L'shchin sagi avabuin, shchin bringing forth blisters, shal yodei tzemchin buois, through the boils grew in it blisters. Shchin, the word shchin means loshen chamimus, the loshen of heat. V'har b'yesh v'loshen Mishnah, we find many in the loshen of the Mishnah. Shana shchuna means a hot year. And it was shchin ba'odom u'vabehema. V'mtaymar, Rashi asks, me'ayin hoyu lohem ha'behemois, where did the Mitzrayim have behemois? V'haloi kfar ne'mar, did the Pasuk not already say, v'ayomas kol miknei Mitzrayim, that all the livestock of Mitzrayim died by the Makkah of Dever? Elo, le'nigzru gzera, the gzera of Dever was only, Elo, only, al oisin shebesodos, on those livestock left in the fields, bilvad alone. Shenema, b'miknecha shebesodos, the Pasuk says that the hand of Hashem is b'miknecha shebesodos, on your livestock in the field. V'hayores dvar Hashem, but the ones who feared Hashem, heinis es mikneu el abatim, they chased their cattle and livestock into the houses. V'chein shnuya b'mechilta, and so we learned the mechilta, etzel, v'yikach shesh me'as rechev bochor, by the Pasuk in Parashas B'shalach, that says that Pari took 600 chosen chariots. The question arises, where did they have the horses for those chariots? By Makkos Dever, they should have died. And the answer is, because Makkos Dever only caused those animals to die were the ones that were in the fields, the ones that were not afraid of Hashem, but the ones who brought their animals into their houses were saved. And the Mefarshim ask, if so, why doesn't the Pasuk by Makis Dever say explicitly that the ones who feared Hashem brought their animals into their houses? It says it by Makis Barod in Perik Tes Pasuk Chav, Hayoris Dvar Hashem, Heinis Es Avodah Ves Miknei Vel Abatim. So why didn't the Pasuk say it also by Makis Dever, based on this Rashi, that by Makis Dever also it was only a Makah on those that were in the fields? Maskil David answers, if the Pasuk would write Beferish by Makis Dever that the Yorei Dvar Hashem brought it in to their houses and they were saved, people would wonder by Makis Shchin, why did the behemoths get Shchin? These are the behemoths of the ones that were Yorei Dvar Hashem, because all the ones that were not Yorei Dvar Hashem all died. So the animals that were left were the ones that were Yorei Dvar Hashem. So why did their animals die? Why did their animals get Shchin? And people would wonder this question. The answer to this question is, because even though they were Yorei Dvar Hashem, that was only externally. They were afraid that they didn't want their animals to die, so they brought it in. But they did not really worship Hashem, or serve Hashem, or believe in Hashem. So they deserved anyway to get Shchin. But in order not to run into the problem of somebody reading these psukim and wondering why the Yorei Dvar Hashem got Shchin, since these two makas are right next to each other, the Torah does not write explicitly that the Yorei Dvar Hashem were saved by makas Dever. Ayin Shom b'maskel David. And the pasuk continues with the last makah of this parsha's Vayera, makas Borod, which was the first of the last group, ba'achav Borod arbe choshech makas b'chayrus. And we said always the first of the group has a warning in the morning. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Hashkein bat boiker, get up early in the morning, v'siyatev lefnei Farei, and stand before Pari. V'amarte ilov, and you should say to him, Koyamar Hashem Elokei ho'ivrim, so said Hashem, the God of the Ivrim, Shalach es ami v'yavduni, send out my nation and serve me. Here, it is a little different by this warning, because the Pasuk does not mention that he should meet him by the Ar, like by Makas Dach, Dam and Makas Oroiv. Kibapam Hazois, this time Ani Shaleach es kol magefosai el libcho, I will send all my plagues to your heart. Uvavadecho uvamecho, and in your servants and your nation. What does it mean, I will send all my plagues? Rashi says it means Makas Becharis, which was equivalent to all the Makas. Why was he mentioning Makas Becharis here at this point? So this can be also what we mentioned before in other places, because in Parsha Shemois, Hashem told Moshe to warn Paro about Makas Becharis well in advance, before the Makkah was being brought. And we find a few places earlier where he mentioned Makas Becharis, and this can be another instance where even before Makas Barad, he's already mentioning Makas Becharis. As Kol Magefasei Libcha is referring to Makas Becharis. Uvavadecho uvamecha, and in your servants and in your nation, bavur teda, in order that you should know, ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz, there is no one like me in all of the land, ki ato sholachti es yodi, because now, when I sent my hand to destroy the cattle and livestock by makas dever, v'ach oischo ves amcho badover, I could have hit you and your nation with dever together with the animals, v'tikoche min ha'aretz, and you would have been destroyed from the land. Because of this I let you stand, in order that you will see my strength, and in order you will relate my name in the whole world. So Hashem was warning Pare that really I could have destroyed you by Makas Dever. I only kept you alive in order that you will see my miracles and relate it to the whole world.